There's nothing new in Gary's case, which isn't surprising. Hiromi breaks the news to him timidly. He can tell Hiromi would rather be chewing rusty nails. At noon, there's a call for a domestic dispute on King Street. He doesn't hesitate to jump into the police cruiser with Roy, his blood pumping with adrenaline. A fury, a rage, something he's used to, becomes insoluble. Richard curls his fist around his M1911, a weapon he kept from the war. His face draws into a harsh grimace as they get closer to their destination. When they pull up into the driveway, he can tell shit has already hit the fan. The screen door is hanging off its hinges, and Violet Canary is sitting on the step sporting a busted lip. They get out of the car. Roy is already softly speaking to the little girl, telling her that everything is going to be okay and to wait in the car. She immediately does as he says. Violet's a good girl, barely 12, with long brown hair and a timid expression. But already Richard can tell she's strong. Calm down, Richard checks him first. Richard wants to scream at him, tell him to shut the fuck up, and that if it were his kids, he wouldn't be so damn calm. Instead, he glares at him, gritting his teeth because Roy will never understand. It's a small town. Everybody knows everybody. Violet and Kyle happen to be in the same class and go to the same school. Bernard Canary, nicknamed Bud, is the bane of Byramville. Being the most miserable human being in existence next to Austin Blackwell and his lowlife son Creed, he taints everything this town stands for,